Andrew， 啊 ，Andrew 如果失掉味道哈，就没有意义了哈。
So if salt loses the saltiness, it's pretty useless.
啊，我们基督徒如果失掉了基督徒的特质
，If we lose our distinctive Christian traits，
我们也失掉了存在的价值跟意义。
Then we've lost our intrinsic value in our own meaning in life.
我们再看十四节。
Let's look at verse 14.
马太福音五章十四节
Matthew chapter 5 verse 14
说我们要做世上的光
It says you are the light of the world
啊，城照在山上不能够隐藏
A city on a hill cannot be hidden
所以人点灯也要放在灯台上
Neither do people put a lamp light a lamp and put it under a bowl instead they put on a stand
我们的光也要照在众人的面前
It gives light to everyone in the house.
我们知道光非常的重要。
We know that light is very important.
啊，没有光的话，人在黑暗当中啊。
Without light, then mankind would live in darkness.
一切的活动啊，都要停止掉。
And so all our activities would have to be stopped.
所以神造天地的时候，先说要有光。
So when God first created the universe, He said, "Let there be light."
然后再把光暗分开。
And then He separated the light from the darkness.
神觉得说这是好的。
And He deemed that this was good.
因为黑暗当中啊，最需要的就是要有光。
Because when something is in darkness, what they most need is light.
以色列民要出埃及的时候
，When the Israelites were leaving Egypt,
神借着摩西在那里行了神迹呀、啊，降了十样灾殃。
God, through Moses, performed the 10 plagues.
其中一个灾殃就是让埃及遍地三天黑暗没有光。
One of the plagues was complete darkness over the land of Egypt for 3 days.
所以埃及人啊就很恐怖啊，因为伸手不见五指。
And it was very frightful for the Egyptians because they could not even see the hand outstretched ahead of them.
所以他们都在原地静止不动啊。
And so they were paralyzed in their land and could not do anything.
遍地黑暗啊，相当的恐怖。
Because the complete darkness was very frightful.
我们有一位韩国的长老，他讲了一个见证。
There was a Korean deacon who once gave a testimony.
然后在那个韩国有一个济州岛的地方，济州岛。
济州。
韩国有一个小岛。
Okay, there is a small island off Korea.
以前是一个荒岛，现在是一个观光区。
And now it's a tourist attraction.
他说以前啊，曾经有三个汉城大学的学生。
Before in the past there were 3 college students.
因为他们到那边去玩。
And they went there to have some fun.
那有一个洞啊，一般他们叫做鬼洞，因为动物掉下去啊就起不来，就死掉了。
And there was a hole there, and they would call it the ghost hole because when an animal fell in, it never came back out.
那三个学生啊，很好奇，就说我们下去看看。
And so the 3 students were very curious and said, "Let's go have a look."
啊，下去以后，他发现说里面很漂亮，很多的那个钟乳石。
And when they went down, they realized that the cavern underneath was actually very beautiful.
那个洞啊，一直通通到海底下。
And the hole actually led all the way to the ocean.
啊，结果他因为里面很漂亮，就一直走啊，啊，忘记了他们那个。灯啊，后来又熄掉了。
And as they walked, intrigued by this cavern, they forgot about their light source, and it actually went away.
啊，结果在那个黑暗当中，为着要有光啊。
In the darkness, because they wanted the light.
把衣服撕脱下来，把它撕成片，卷起来就点火。
They would take off their clothes and rip it into strips and use it as fuel for the fire.
啊，连身上能够烧的东西通通烧。
They burnt everything that they could possibly.
钞票也拿出来烧。
They even burned some tickets.
钱呐、啊。
Money.、
啊、因为着要光啊，因为在黑暗里面很需要光。
Because they were so desperately in need of light, they were willing to burn anything.
所以衣服啦、啊、钞票啊，都把它烧掉。
And so they are even willing to burn the clothes on their back and the money in their pockets.
啊，后来因为还没有找到那个出口啊。
And because they had not yet found the exit,
那底下那个不平啊，爬来爬去，爬的身体都受伤了。
And the ground was very uneven, and they crawled around and cut themselves.
后来听说有一个人呢、啊，因为马掉了，他、啊、就去那边要找看。
And as it turned out, a person had lost their horse, and so he was looking around.
把一个石头丢下去，啊，躲在那里，躺在那里听听看。
He threw a rock into the hole and waited and listened if there was a response.
我听到里面有好像有人的声音，他们以为是鬼在叫。
And he heard some voices inside, but then he thought it might have been a ghost.
啊，仔细一听啊，是有人啊，在那个好像受伤在呻吟的声音。
But then when he listened more carefully, he realized it seemed that there were people that were injured.
啊，后来就去报告警察，警察来了。啊、用那个梯子下去，发现三个青年呐、啊，没有穿衣服在里面。
And so he called the police, and they came and they put a ladder down this hole. And when they crawled down,、啊、they found three young people completely naked.
啊，用毯子把他们包着，送到医院去急救。
And so they wrapped them up in blankets and sent them to the hospital.
啊，他们说哇，里面很美。
They said it's actually very beautiful inside.
啊，后来。挖掘来以后，才把它开发成为一个观光区啊。
And since they discovered this, they changed that cavern into a tourist attraction.
所以让我们知道说，在那个黑暗里面呢、啊，光很重要。
So this lets us know that in darkness, light is of utmost importance.
没有光，你就找不到路。
Because if there is no light, then you cannot find your way.
有时候生命就发生危险。
And this could be endangering to your life.
那么耶稣说啊，他是世界上的光。
Jesus said that He is the light of the world.
啊，带给我们生命，带给我们光明的生活。
And He brings us life in a victorious life.
那主耶稣说啊，我们也要做世上的光。
And Jesus tells us that we should be the light of the world.
就是要有好的行为啊，来照耀这个世界。
That is, we should have good deeds so we can shine the goodness in the world.
啊，让人看到这个光，可以来就近光。
And so when people would see this light, they would come draw near to the light.
能够认识主，啊，把荣耀归给神。
And by drawing near the light, they will come to know the Lord and give glory to God.
所以我们基督徒要做世上的光。
So as Christians, we must be light, the light for the world.
好的行为啊，照在众人的面前。
And project our good deeds, for the multitude.
就好像那个城啊，照在山上高高的，没有办法隐藏。
It is like a city that is built on a hill that cannot be hidden.
一个人的好行为啊，也是遮盖不住的，会显露出来的。
A person's good deeds cannot be hidden. Eventually, it will be revealed.
哥尼流啊，非常虔诚在拜神。
Cornelius was very devoted and would worship God.
他也行了很多善事。
And he did many charitable acts.
他的祷告他的遮迹啊，都可以达到神的面前。
And his prayers and petitions came before God.
啊，让神知道，啊，人也纪念。
And so God knew of Cornelius's good deeds, and people also remembered him.
使徒行传十六章里面讲到一个年轻人提摩太。
In Acts chapter 16, it's written about a young person named Timothy.
啊，保罗带领他来信主。
Paul had brought Timothy to believe in the Lord.
这个年轻人啊，表现相当好。
This youth was actually a very good person.
所以在路苏德以哥念的地方啊，大家都知道这个提摩太啊很好啊，他的名声传遍各地。
And even the people at Lystra and Iconium spoke well of him. His good reputation was well known.
啊，所以我们要把灯啊。放在灯台上、啊、来照亮全家人、啊、照亮外人。
So we should put the lamp on the lampstand so it can shine its light for everybody.
说不要把灯、啊、放在斗底下。
Jesus tells us not to put the lamp under a bowl.
也不要放在床下。
And don't put the lamp under a bed.
也不要放在地窖里面。
And don't put it in an underground place.
啊，灯要发光啊，一定要放对地方。
For light to be useful, you have to put it in the right location.
哎，灯点啦、啊，然后用一个斗把它盖起来，它就没有办法发光了。
If you light a light and then you use an opaque cover to cover it, it serves no purpose.
啊，这个斗啊，就是人家在做买卖衡量的一些器皿。斗，斗底下，十五节嘛。
Okay, a bowl is used in business when they weigh things out.
哦，所以我们不是把我们的光啊，不是放在那个生意场，或者是跟人家斤计较啊，主是追求世上的财力的。
So we shouldn't utilize our light in an environment that is strictly business.
啊，主是说世界上的今生的私利、钱财的迷惑啊，就没有办法发光。
Because if you become ensnared in the business of the world, then you can't spread your light.
啊，在这个床底下也是一样。
And the same goes for putting the light under a bed.
就是重视享乐放纵。
Because that means you, you treasure, pleasures over shedding light.
放在地窖是在黑暗的场所。
If you put it underground, it's in a place that's very dark.
我们基督徒应该有光明的生活。
As Christians, we should have a very, live a life of light. 所以
我们不是生活在那个黑暗当中啊。
And we don't live in darkness.
罪恶的环境里面。
And live in the place of sin.
啊，有的人啊，因为时间太多了。
Some people because they have too much time on their hands.
啊，听说啊，每个礼拜都跑到那个圣地亚哥那边有新的赌场。
Every weekend they would go to San Diego to go gambling.
啊，因为要去啊，他还会给你钱。
Because if you go, they will actually give you money.
还有东西吃。
And things to eat.
啊，因为太闲了，所以每天呢都去San Diego上班。
And because they're so idle, they just go to San Diego every day to go to work.
那你说一个基督徒啊，天天在那一种环境，怎么发光呢？
If you're a Christian, how can you shine your light in such a terrible environment?
哦，只是你都是跑到那个拉斯维加斯那个赌场里面去。
Or if you spend a lot of time at Las Vegas gambling.
啊，那个是在黑暗的地窖里面呢，放错地方了，没有办法发光。
This is as if you're putting your light in a very dark underground place, and it's pretty useless.
我们的光啊，要放在灯台上面。
We need to put our light on the lampstand.
啊，才能够好行为来照亮人，引人来就近光。
So that our good deeds can shine before men, and they will come and draw near to the light and praise God.
我们看那个港口的地方啊，都有高高的灯塔。
If we look at near the shore, we'll find lighthouses.
啊，因为船只在海上航行的时候，看到灯塔，他就晓得哦，这是港了，他可以进港。
And when a boat is far away in the ocean, they see the lighthouse and know that there's a dock there, so that they can bring their ships.
所以这个灯塔是高高立在那里呀，啊，让黑暗当中的船只啊，它可以看到，可以来就近。
And so this lighthouse serves a purpose of shining its light far away so that boats can know to draw near to it.
那这个灯塔不是到处跑的。
And this, this lighthouse doesn't, is not mobile.
那基督徒的光也是一样，我们在我们的生活当中啊，我们就是一盏灯。
And in the same way as Christians, we are like a light in our lives.
不是随从众人啊，而是让人来看到我们这个光，来就近我们呢。
Our light doesn't move around and suffer influences from others. Rather, it influences others to come to the light.
所以我们要成为光明之子啊，结出光明的果子。
So we must be children of light and bear fruits of light.
我们看五章的十七节。
Let's look at chapter 5, verse 17.
马太五章十七节。
Matthew chapter 5, verse 17.
说不要想我来要废掉律法和先知，我来不是要废掉，乃是要成全。十八节。
Verse 18.
我实在告诉你们，就是天地都废去了，律法的一点一画也不废去，都要成全。有人以为耶稣来到世界已经把律法废掉了。
Some people thought that because Jesus came to the world, he was abolishing the law.
因为他们看到耶稣的门徒啊，他们不按照犹太人的规矩呀，环路的手续去洗手。
Because people noticed that the disciples of Jesus did not wash their hands, as Jewish people ought to.
啊，在安息日啊，他们经过麦田，他们也掐麦穗起来吃。
And they also noticed that on the Sabbath day, they, while they walked by a grain, a field of grain, they would pick the heads to eat.
啊，耶稣啊，在安息日也治病。
And Jesus healed people on the Sabbath.
所以他们认为说啊，耶稣把律法把它废掉了。
So many people thought that Jesus came to abolish the law.
啊，法利赛人因为这样跟主耶稣起了很大的冲突。
And the Pharisees, because of this reason, came in conflict with Jesus.
啊，主耶稣为着要让人不要误会。
And Jesus did not want people to be confused.
所以他强调说，律法是不会废掉的。
So he says here, emphasizing that the law will not be abolished.
说天地都废掉了，律法的一点一画也不会废掉。
He says, and heaven and earth disappear, not the least letter, not the least stroke of a pen.
所以主耶稣说，他来啊，不是废掉律法，而是要成全律法。
So Jesus says that when he came, it was not to abolish the law, but to accomplish it.
那主耶稣怎么来成全律法？
How does Jesus fulfill the law?
这个律法包括几方面？
There are several components to the law.
律法当然是指的摩西的五经里面的一些教训。
Of course, part of the law is the Mosaic books, the five books in the beginning of the Bible.
啊，先知的诗啊，这律法跟先知这个指的旧约了。
And when and it says the law or the prophets, they talk about the Old Testament.
啊，整个旧约的总纲啊，就是爱神爱人。
And the whole theme of the Old Testament is to love God and to love men.
啊，所以爱神爱人是整个旧约道理的中心。
So to love God and to love men is the central message of the Old Testament.
那整个律法里面啊，可以把它分成三部分。
So you can also divide the law into three parts.
第一个叫做礼仪律。
So the first portion is called the ceremonial laws.
啊，第二个叫做卫生律。卫生哦，就是什么是洁净，什么不洁净。
And the laws, also the laws governing what is clean and unclean.
啊，第三个叫做道德律。Moral.
And then the third portion is the moral laws.
所以摩西的律法就是包括这三方面。
And so the Mosaic law is comprised of these three components.
这个礼律包括割礼。
And part of the ceremonial law is circumcision.
所以小孩子、男孩子出生以后第八天要是割礼。
So when a male child is born on their eighth day, they must be circumcised.
啊，在利未记一章到十章里面。
And they are recorded in Leviticus chapter 1 to 10.
所以因为人有罪啊，人要进到神的面前啊，所以有一些献祭赎罪的规矩。
Because man has sinned, they have to perform certain rites in order to be able to come to God's presence.
所以有五大祭。
And so there are five great sacrifices.
啊，这个祭物，这个献祭怎么献？
And they also dictate how you make each sacrifice.
啊，献祭的人应当怎么样？
And what the person performing the sacrifice should be doing.
啊，另外还有一些节期的规矩。
And there are also some regulations concerning festivals and feasts.
这个都是包括在礼仪律里面。
And so these are all part of the ceremonial law.
啊，另外利未记的十一章开始啊，这叫做卫生律。
And from Leviticus 11 onward, it talks about the things that are unclean and clean.
啊，包括我们饮食上的卫生。
Including what is clean in our daily lives.
饮食哦，我们吃的东西啊。
What foods are clean and unclean?
什么东西是洁净的可以吃，什么是不洁净的不可以吃。
What you are allowed to eat and what you are not allowed to eat.
啊，像动物啊，就是要分蹄啊，会反刍的可以吃。
For instance, for animals, if they have a split hoof and they chew the cud, they are clean to eat.
啊，鱼类啊，有刺有鳞的可以吃。
And animals in the sea that have scales are clean as well.
不是 animal, 是 fish.
Fish.
鱼类要有那个鳞啊，啊有鳍的，啊可以逆水而上的，这才可以吃。
And so the fish with scales and fins that can
啊昆虫啊，昆虫如果在地上爬，它要能够跳起来才可以吃。
And for insects, if they crawl on the earth, they have to be able to jump.
啊，一直浮在地上啊，这个不能吃。
And the animals that just simply crawl and they can't jump.
啊，鸟类哈，鸟类有的在吃尸体的，在夜间才出来活动的，那个都是不洁净的。
For birds, the ones that are scavengers or they come out at night, those are not clean.
这是饮食上的卫生。
And so these are the clean and unclean regulations.
另外有一种是生理上的卫生，生理，就是说啊，生小孩子的时候啊。啊，男生有四十天要缠住不洁净。
The second another portion of this is also what is ceremonially clean. For instance,
女生的话六十六天。
When a male child is born, the mother is unclean for 40 days. But for a daughter that is born, she's unclean for 66 days.
啊，还有就是大麻风的检验。
And also how to deal with the cases of leprosy.
啊，检验出大麻风就要跟众人隔离。
And if you are diagnosed with a certain kind of leprosy, you have to be
sacrificed. 要怎么处理？
you have to be ostracized from society, and then how to deal with those cases. And so these deal with certain cleanliness and hygiene. And so these are the laws governing what is clean and unclean. And the third portion is the moral law. And so these are the regulations that govern moral behaviors.
当然这个道德律是以十条诫命为中心。
And of course, for these laws, the Ten Commandments is the central structure.
还另外加上人伦之间的一些关系。
And also some relationships between people.
比如说那个近亲不可以结婚。
For instance, close relatives should not get married.
这些规矩啊，这个叫做道德律。
And so these kind of regulations are categorized under moral law.
就犹太人啊，对这个很严谨在守。
And Jewish, traditional Jewish people keep these laws very religiously.
耶稣说，我来不是要废掉这些律法，而是要来成全。
And so Jesus came and he said that he is not here to abolish these laws, but rather to fulfill them.
其实这些条例都是指向耶稣基督的救恩。
In actuality, these laws all point to the salvation brought about by Jesus Christ.
比如说那些礼仪啊，在献祭赎罪。
For instance, the laws governing sacrifices.
常常要杀牛杀羊，拿血去献祭。
And where you have to kill the cow or the sheep, and you take their blood and offer a sacrifice.
这是让人晓得说，人是有罪的，必须要流血赎罪。
The sacrifice is a reminder to us that we have sinned, and blood must be shed to remiss our sins.
后来耶稣自己就成为大祭司啊，把自己的身体献上流血。
But Jesus himself has become the great high priest, and he shed his own blood to atone for our sins.
所以成就了这个礼仪律，成全了礼仪律。
And so Jesus' act of sacrifice fulfills the ceremonial law.
耶稣的救恩完成了，然后我们呢，借着洗礼来得到赦罪。
Because Jesus has completed salvation, when we are baptized, our sins are forgiven.
那个礼仪律就是这样成全。
And so in this way, the ceremonial law is fulfilled.
所以古时候是借着割礼啊，表示要除掉肉体上的污秽。
In the old days, circumcision was a symbol of getting rid of the uncleanliness of our physical bodies.
这是预表我们的洗礼能够赦罪。
And this is a prefiguration for how our baptism washes away sins.
当然这个献祭就是预表耶稣替我们受死来赎罪。
And of course, the various sacrifices is a prefiguration of how Jesus would come and sacrifice himself for our sins.
所以洗礼本身就有赦罪、称义、成圣的功效。
And so baptism has the power of remission of our sins and justification.
借着洗礼来成全礼仪律。
And so baptism fulfills the ceremonial law.
这个道德律啊，就是借着灵洗啊来得到成全。
And the laws governing what's clean and unclean is fulfilled by spiritual cleansing, spiritual washing.
虽然古时候神给他们一些基本的道德律。
So even though in the old times they had some basic rules.
但是以色列民虽然有律法，但是他们没有办法真正的把这些
So even though the Jewish people had these laws, they could not abide by these laws completely. So in Ezekiel chapter
36,
that is, God is going to give us a new kind of heart. Because he is going to put his spirit inside of us.
把我们的石头心变成肉的心。
And transform our heart of stone into a heart of flesh.
让我们从内心里面能够很乐意的去遵行神的律法。
So that from our heart we will be very willing to follow the God's commandments.
所以借着圣灵的帮助啊，让我们能够制服肉体上的情欲。
So through the help of the Holy Spirit, we are able to overcome the lusts of the flesh.
神对我们道德规范的要求啊，我们很自然地行在我们的生活当中。
And so this will help us fulfill the moral regulations that God has placed for us.
所以因为圣灵是生命圣灵的力量。
Then through the power of the Holy Spirit,
让我们能够得胜罪跟死的权势。
We can depart from the grasp of sin and death.
啊，所以借着圣灵啊，来成全这个道德律。
And so through the Holy Spirit, we are able to fulfill the moral law.
啊，所以我们现在所这个诫命啊，不只是字句上来说，而是从我们的内心里面来说，而且主耶稣给我们的标准更提高。
And so when we keep the Ten Commandments, it's not just on the superficial level, but rather it is from our heart. And in fact, Jesus even raised the qualifications for the such.
那这个卫生律主要就是要选民过一种圣洁的生活。
And so the laws dictating what is clean and unclean is a way to call the holy people separate from all the other nations.
所以耶稣的救恩成全了以后啊，我们不按照这个字句来守这些卫生律。
And because Jesus has fulfilled salvation, we don't need to rely on the laws dictating what's unclean and clean to separate ourselves from others.
因为这些卫生律已经借着水灵二洗啊得到成全了。
Because whether we are clean or unclean is fulfilled through baptism.
我们就要靠主的保守啊，来过着一种圣洁的生活。
So we need to rely on the protection of the Lord to live a holy life.
所以这些卫生律啊。那一些洁净的条例啊，不是按照字句，我们现在要用灵语来解释。
And so all the laws saying what is clean and unclean, we should not interpret literally, but we should to fulfill them spiritually.
所以整个来讲啊，就是耶稣借着他的救恩呐、啊，来完成了旧约的律法。
And so through Jesus' action, he has fulfilled all these laws.
啊，就是所以耶稣说啊，我来不是要废掉律法，而是要来成全。
That is why Jesus said, "I have not come to abolish the law, but rather to fulfill them."
啊，所以他完成救恩啊，就是成全律法的一种工作。
So when Jesus completed the act of salvation, the salvation plan, he has fulfilled the law.
啊，所以在接下来说啊，一个人如果说对律法里面最小的一条啊。
And following this passage, it says that anyone who breaks the least of these commandments,
啊，废掉了，叫人遵守，废掉了，把最小的一条废掉，啊，要叫人这样做的话，在天国里面是最小的。
And whoever breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do the same will be called least in the kingdom of heaven.
啊，那如果说啊，他把这个最小的一条也照着去做。
By the same token, if you keep even the least of these commandments,
叫人能够照着遵行的，在天国里面是最大的。
And you teach others to keep the commands as well, then you will be called the greatest in the kingdom of God.
这里所讲的诫命啊，不是讲那个十条诫命。
The commandments here are not referring to the Ten Commandments.
而是指着这些啊，所有的律法。
But rather is referring to the total Mosaic law, the three.
因为诫命本身啊，没有大小之分呐、啊。
Because the laws themselves are not divided by which laws are greater.
但是这整个律法里面有大小。
But in the Ten Commandments, there is no commandment greater than the other. But in the law, there are hierarchies.
比如说有的、啊、你知道事情你不去报告啊，这个就是要献十千祭的。
For instance, if you knew of some circumstance and you didn't report this bad thing, then you had to pay a certain penalty.
或者说人家托你带东西啊，结果啊你带过去以后啊，东西少掉了啊，这也是要献赎愆祭的。
Or for instance, if someone asked you to bring something to a place and you lost a portion of it, then you also had to pay a penalty.
那个不是犯诫命，而是犯了这个律法的小的律法。
And so, when you go against any of these little regulations, you're not breaking a commandment, but just breaking a regulation.
所以律法的条文很多了。
So there are actually very many rules.
但是你如果能够说，照你的力量尽本分去遵守啊，说在神的国里面是最大的，因为你有守律法的精神。
But if you try your best to follow even the smallest of these regulations, then you'll be called greatest in the kingdom of heaven because it means that you really want to try to obey God's commands.
有时候你对那个细节上啊不遵守啊，因为精神不好，所以在神的国里面是最小的。
Because you can also view someone who despises the smallest law as someone who does not want to follow God's commands. And of course, this person will be the least in the kingdom of heaven.
所以那个是主的一般的律法，不是主的诫命。
And so this is referring to the laws and regulations, not the Ten Commandments.
那再来说啊, 我们的义要胜过文士和法利赛人的义，才能够进神的国。
And Jesus also said that unless your righteousness surpasses that of the Pharisees, you will not enter the kingdom of heaven.
因为文士跟法利赛人他们很重视人的遗传。
The Pharisees and the teachers of the law place a great emphasis on the traditions of men.
他们看人的遗传过于神的诫命。
They actually view the traditions of men even more important than the laws of God.
所以他们在诫命律法之外啊，又加了很多的条文。
And so actually, besides the laws of Moses, they actually add more regulations.
甚至他们把这些看得跟诫命都一样重。
And they actually view these regulations outside of the law as just as important as the laws that God had decreed.
所以主耶稣曾经责备他们说啊，你们用嘴唇在尊敬神，但是心却远离神。
And so once Jesus rebuked them, saying that in your lips you praise God, but actually your hearts are very far away from God.
主耶稣说啊，要孝顺父母，这是诫命。
Jesus said that to honor your father and mother is a commandment.
但律法师教导人说啊， 你如果把钱拿来奉献啊，当做个儿版呢，你可以跟妈妈说我没有钱奉，啊，孝顺你。But
the one of the regulations they made up was that if you took the money that you would have given to your parents and offered it to the synagogue, you could say to your parents, "What I would have offered to you, I am now offering to the synagogue."
所以主耶稣就责备他们说啊，你们 遵守人的遗传啊，废掉神的诫命。
And so Jesus rebuked them, saying that you keep the traditions of men, but you neglect the law of God.
另外，法利赛人还有一个缺点呐，就是他们很重视这个字迹，重视外表形式。
Another problem with the Pharisees is that they'd like to follow the exact formalities and the superficial performance.
他们忽略了这个律法本身的精义。
They ignore the spirit of the law.
比如说安息日来讲，
For instance, concerning the matter of Sabbath,
他们又加了很多条文啊，安息日不可以做这个，不可以做那个。
They added a whole bunch of regulations about how you can't do this and can't do that on Sabbath.
所以安息日变成一种束缚。
So Sabbath became this formality.
所以安息日变成一种捆绑。
And Sabbath became a bondage.
但是耶稣说啊，安息日是要行善的。 是要给人得自由的。
But Jesus said that Sabbath is for doing good and to set people free.
因为他们主知道说这个字迹啊，不晓得律法本身的精义在哪里。
The Pharisees knew how to follow the letter of the law, but did not keep the spirit of the law.
他们很重视这形式的洗手啦，洗杯盘啦，这些规矩。
They place great emphasis on the regulations concerning washing dishes and washing hands.
但是 神所要求的就是我们的内心的洁净。
But what God demands of us is the cleanliness of our hearts.
所以不只是一些祭祀礼拜的规矩。
He doesn't care about the formalities of cleansing.
说神更要求我们的是要有怜悯，存着怜悯的心。
God wants us to have a heart of mercy.
所以 文士法利赛人，他们虽然守律法守得很严谨呐。
So even though the Pharisees and the teachers of the law were very stringent about keeping the laws,
但是我们基督徒啊，却不是死守字迹。
But we don't follow as Christians. We don't keep simply the letter of the law.
而要守他的精义。
But we want to keep the spirit of the laws.
并不是说我们信主了以后，我们就不要守律法了，不要守这些诫命了。
This is not to say that after we become Christians, we don't keep the commandments.
而是我们要靠着圣灵帮助啊，让我们守得更完全。
But rather through the guidance of the Holy Spirit, we can observe these laws in a more complete form.
因为这样，我们才能够胜过文士跟法利赛人的义。
Because only by doing so can we surpass the righteousness of the Pharisees and the teachers of the law and enter the kingdom of heaven.
比如说有法利赛人啊，他们什么东西都献上十分之一。
For instance, the Pharisees, for whatever they have, they always offer 10% as tithe.
那主耶稣就告诉他们说啊，十分之一是应该献的。
Jesus tells them that you ought to be offering 10%.
但是那个怜悯信实啊，这些事情啊更加重要。
But it is more important to have mercy and kindness than to give tithe.
啊，所以不是说我所到的耶啊，这个十分之一就不要了，不是这样。
It's not to say that you know just because you keep the command, you don't have to offer tithe.
而是我们要所的比利华，比法利赛人比文士、啊、更加的完全。
But we need to observe the law more completely than the Pharisees and the teachers.
不只是所他的字迹啊，而所他的真正的本意。
We don't just keep the letter of the law, but what the we observe what the law was intended for.
所以接下来主耶稣就谈到很多的律法啊，我们怎么样来实行
？And so, following this, Jesus discusses various laws and commandments and how we should keep them.
啊，让我们的义啊，能够胜过文士法利赛人的义。
So that our righteousness can surpass that of the Pharisees and the teachers of the law.
我们看五章的二十一节。
Let's look at chapter 5, verse 21.
马太五章二十一节
Matthew chapter 5 verse 21
说你们听见有愤怒古人的话说不可杀人又说凡杀人的难免受审判二十二节
verse 22
只是我告诉你们凡向弟兄动怒的难免受审判凡骂弟兄是拉加的难免公会的审断凡骂弟兄是魔力的难免地狱之火律法诫命里面是讲不可杀人。
In the law of Moses, it says that you shall not murder.
因为杀人的人啊，就故意杀人的要偿命。
And those who murder intentionally, need to pay up with their lives.
啊，当然有些是无意中啊，去啊伤害到一个人致死的，那有律法的另外的那个逃城的。
Of course, if you killed someone accidentally, the law has provisions for your, for that circumstance.
在犹太的每一个城里面呢、啊，都有地方性的法庭。court 什么法庭嘛？法院。
法庭。court
的家庭。
Okay, in all the Jewish people's houses, they have a courtyard.
一个人如果是故意杀人的
If someone intentionally killed somebody,
他就会被带到城里面的那个审判的法庭。
Oh, he'll be brought to the court in the city to be judged.
啊，所以按照律法，你杀人就要偿命，所以法庭就要把他处死。
And the judge, if they deem that you are guilty, you have to pay up with your life.
因为这是律法很清楚的规定。
Because these are regulations of the law.
那耶稣说啊。杀人的是要偿命。
And Jesus said that anyone you murder, if you murder, you will be subject to judgment.
但是我告诉你们，表示说耶稣所讲的话是有权威性的。
But he also said, I tell you the truth. That is, his words have authority.
也就是耶稣给我们一种对律法的新的观念。
That is, also Jesus is giving us a new understanding of this law.
不只是杀人要受审判，说凡向弟兄动怒的，难免受审判。
He says, "I tell you that anyone who is angry with his brother will be subject to judgment."
那这在原文上有一个无缘无故的，哦，无缘无故向弟兄啊动怒了。
And here it gives an example: if you are angry at your brother,
哦，他说骂弟兄是拉加的，难免公会的审断。
And if you call him Raka, you are answerable to the Sanhedrin.
那拉加就是空洞没有用啦、啊、我们一般人叫做饭桶啊。
Raka is an Aramaic term of contempt.
啊，李正中的译本，他是翻成是饭桶。
Or rubbish.
啊你，啊这个公会啊，犹太的公会是有七十二个法官组成。
And the Sanhedrin of the Jewish people has 72 members.
比较严重的罪啊，就送到这个公会的地方啊，来审判定罪。
And so the more serious sins, violations are sent to the Sanhedrin to judge.
啊，所以说啊，骂弟兄的，向弟兄动怒的，就要送到这个公会里面受审判了、
啊。And so whoever says to his brother Raka is answerable to this Sanhedrin.
啊，骂弟兄是魔力的说，难免地狱之火。
And anyone who says you fool will be in danger of the fire of hell.
所以让我们知道说啊，这个动怒啦、啊，就是杀人的一个引起的一个因素。
And so we know from this that When you are angry with someone,
我们不只是不能够杀人呐、啊，也不能够恨人啊，不能够向别人动怒，辱骂别人。
It's the first step toward murder, so we know that we should not hate or be angry for or hold grudges against others.
这是主耶稣把这个道德的标准呢、啊，把它提升了。
And so in saying this, Jesus has raised the standard of the law.
那接下来说、啊，你如果在祭坛上在献礼物的时候。
Following, it says that if you are offering your gift at the altar,
你想到说弟兄向你怀恨,
you remember that your brother has something against you.
啊，所以你就要先去跟弟兄和好，然后才来献礼物。
First, reconcile yourself with your brother before you offer your sacrifice.
因为神不接受罪人的祭物啊。
Because God does not accept the sacrifice of sinners.
啊，唯有清心的人啊，才能够见到神。
Only the pure in heart can see God.
所以你在献礼物之前、啊、跟人有一些不和睦的地方，你先要去处理好，才来献礼物，神才会悦纳。
So if you have any conflicts with other people, you should need to reconcile those first before you can make a sacrifice to God.
所以我们要到神的面前来拜神，向神献礼物啊，就是你要向他祷告啊，颂赞他之前啊。你要先反省自己，你跟人之间的关系。
So when we come to the presence of God to offer sacrifices or make prayers and petitions, we need to examine ourselves and make sure that we are in harmony with the people in our lives.
人跟人之间的关系没有处理好，我们跟人神之间的关系就有阻碍。
If our interpersonal relationships are not well, are not harmonious, then we might have problems with our relationship with God.
我们看五章的二十七节。
Let's look at chapter 5, verse 27.
五章二十七节
，Chapter Five, Verse 27。
说你们听见有话说不可奸淫，二十八节
，Verse 28。
只是我告诉你们，凡看见妇女动了淫念的，这个人心里面已经与她犯奸淫了。二十九节
，Verse
29。这是你的右眼叫你跌倒就弯出来丢掉，连口失去百里中的一体。不可叫全身、啊、丢在地狱里。三十节
Verse
30。那是你的右手叫你跌倒就砍下来丢掉，连骨撕掉，百里中的一体，不可叫全身、啊、下入地狱。这里讲到第七条诫命是不可奸淫。
The seventh commandment is to is not committing adultery。
但是主耶稣的标准就提升。
But Jesus raised the standard of this law.
说凡是看到妇女就动淫念的，他心里面已经跟她犯奸淫了。
He says that anyone who looks at a woman lustfully has already committed adultery with her in his heart.
所以不只是说行动上不可以犯奸淫。
So you not only cannot commit adultery with your body.
因为心里面产生的淫念啊，往往就是你后来会犯奸淫的一个动机。
Because the lust in your heart will eventually be a motivating force for you to commit adultery.
所以应当从心里面来禁戒自己啊，啊才不会犯啊这个奸淫罪。
You need to cleanse yourself of these thoughts so that you will not commit adultery.
所以我们要像我约伯一样啊，说我要跟我的眼睛啊立约。我不随便乱看不该看的东西、啊、
We should imitate Job, who said that I will make a covenant with my eyes not to look at a girl.
雅各书里面说啊，私欲怀胎啊，就生出罪来。
In James it says that when desire conceives, it gives birth to sin.
啊，罪既长成啊，就生出死来。
And sin, when it matures, brings about death.
一个人会犯罪啊，就是有一些不好的私欲啊，啊，这个错误的观念呐、啊，就进到心里面了。
A person commits sins because they have these evil thoughts in their head.
啊，因为你的心没有保守。
And because if you do not keep your heart safe,
啊，所以让这种错误的、这种不好的念头啊，在心中啊，一直的慢慢的长成。
You'll let these evil concepts corrupt your heart, and they will grow and grow.
啊，后来就成胎成形。
And they will slowly take form.
啊，然后啊，就去犯罪了。
And then you may sin.
啊，犯罪了以后啊，罪的结果就是死亡临到了。
And after you commit the sin, then death will come to you.
所以我们要避免我们犯罪啊，就是我们心里面啊，就要开始保守。
So in order to avoid committing sins, we need to protect our hearts.
难免我们有时候在我们的啊周围啊，很多啊，会影响到我们心思意念的事情。
There are many things in our environment that will cause us to think certain things.
但是我们就要想办法把这些啊，靠主帮助把它消除掉。
But we need to rely on Lord Jesus to help us get rid of these thoughts.
不要让这种私欲啊啊在你的心里面来成型啊让你去犯罪。
So that these thoughts won't linger in our minds and conceive into sin.
因为这个犯罪的结果啊是很严重的是要在地狱里面受永刑的。
Because the ultimate consequence of committing sins is eternal suffering in hell.
所以我们应当有绝对忌邪的心。
So we need to be very stringent.
我们要严厉的对付罪恶。
And we need to be very stern and confront sin.
所以说你的眼睛如果让你犯罪，你就把眼睛挖出来。
So if your eye causes you to sin, you ought to gouge it out.
你的右手让你犯罪，你就把右手砍掉。
If your right hand causes you to sin, you should cut it off.
那这不是说真的叫我们把眼睛挖掉，把手砍掉。
Of course, this doesn't tell us to literally gouge our eyes out and literally cut our hands.
那假如这样的话，以后进到天国啊，有的没有手没有脚，有的没有眼睛。
Otherwise, when we all enter the kingdom of heaven, we won't have eyes or legs or feet.
这是告诉我们要绝对的对付罪恶，对付到底。
What Jesus is saying to us is that we need to keep the law absolutely.
这样才能够保守我们全身的圣洁。
Because by doing so, we can preserve our holiness and purity.
所以心的圣洁的保守啊，非常的重要。
So it's very important to guard your heart.
接下来看三十一节。
Let's keep looking at verse 31.
五章三十一节。
Chapter 5, verse 31.
说又有话说啊，人若休妻，就给他休思。只是我告诉你们，凡休妻的，若不是为淫乱的缘故，就是叫他做淫妇了。人若娶这必休的妇人，也是犯奸淫了。这里讲到不可离婚。
Here it tells us that we should not have divorces.
因为在旧约的律法啊，摩西曾经说啊，你们如果发现妻子有不合理的事情，
because in the Mosaic law it says that if you find something unsatisfying about your wife,
在申命记24章里面，
it's recorded in Deuteronomy chapter 24.
说就给她休思啊，就把她离婚掉了。
You give her a certificate and then of divorce.
但是耶稣说不可以的。
But Jesus said.You can't do this.
因为当时摩西会这样做，是因为人的心很硬。
He said that the reason why Moses said this was because they were very hard-hearted.
啊，事实上啊，神造人是造男造女。
In actuality, God created man and woman.
所以一夫一妻的制度啊，啊，两人成为一体了，就不可以离婚。
When they have become one flesh, they cannot be separated.
他说，唯一可以离婚的就是因为对方啊犯了淫乱的罪。
The only legitimate grounds for divorce is if the other person was unfaithful.
不然的话，你如果随便把妻子离婚了，你另外去娶就是犯奸淫。
But otherwise, if you carelessly divorce your wife and then remarry again, you have committed adultery.
把妻子离婚了，这个妻子有人又娶她，说这个也是犯奸淫。
And the wife whom you have divorced, if she remarries again, she has also committed adultery.
所以这个非常重要的事情啊。
So this is a very important matter.
因为现在的时代啊，很多家庭问题。
Because in these days, there are a lot of family problems.
有的人对婚姻啊很随便。
And people take marriage very loosely.
要结婚就结婚，要离婚就离婚。
So if they want to get married, they get married. If they want to divorce, they divorce.
甚至有的人啊，要结婚的时候就讲好。当来离婚的时候啊，我们财产怎么分
？And some people even before they get married have prenuptial agreements saying, when we get divorced, you know, how should we divide our properties?
有时候在教会里面呢、啊，也有少数受到影响。
In church, we also are impacted by this.
但我们看到主耶稣啊，讲的非常的严肃啊。
But we see what Jesus says is very strict.
他说：“人家说啊，给他休书就把他离掉了。”
He said, it has been said, anyone who divorces a wife gives her a certificate.
但是他说，我告诉你们，休妻另娶的就是犯奸淫。
But I tell you that anyone who divorces his wife causes her to become an adulteress.
娶那个被休的妇人也是犯奸淫。
And anyone who marries the divorced woman commits adultery.
所以丈夫还活着啊，妻子在嫁就是犯奸淫。
So as long as the husband is still alive and the wife marries again.It is adultery.
丈夫啊，离弃妻子再娶也是犯奸淫。
If the husband leaves the wife and he remarries, it's also adultery.
所以这都是我们要保守的。
So we need to keep these matters in our minds.
我们继续看 33节。
Let's continue reading verse 33.
五章三十三节。
Chapter 5, verse
33. 说你们又听见有愤怒古人的话说啊，不可背誓，所起的事总要向主谨守。三四节。
Verse 34.
这是我告诉你们，什么事都不可起，不可主着天起誓，因为天是神的座位；不可主着地起誓，因为地是他的脚凳；不可主着耶路撒冷起誓，因为耶路撒冷是大军的京城。不可主着你的头发起誓，因为你不能够使一根头发变黑变白。你们的话是就说是，不是就说不是。若再多说啊，就是出于那恶者。在旧约的圣经里面呢、啊，他们讲说，你不可以违背誓言。
In the Old Testament, it says that you should fulfill your oaths.
啊，当你起誓了，你就要谨守。
And keep all the oaths that you make.
啊，当然你不能够起假誓啊，啊来亵渎神。
Of course, you cannot make false oaths and deceive God.
所以在旧约时代是说可以起誓，但是你要谨守。
So in the Old Testament says that you can have oaths, but you must keep them.
啊，本来这个起誓的目的就是说啊，我所讲的，我所做的是实在的。
And the purpose of making an oath is to say that whatever I've just said and done is sincere.
啊，但是后来犹太人啊，变质了。
And eventually, however, this kind of changed.
所以他们有时候主着神起誓，有时候主着神所造的各样万物来起誓。
It became that they made oaths by God or by various animals and things.
但是实际上他们起誓了以后啊，他们常常都违背誓言。
But in actuality, after they make all these oaths, they actually don't keep them.
他说起誓变成掩饰他们错误、掩饰他们虚谎的一种手段而已。
And so oaths became a way to cover up for their own wrongdoings.
啊，有时候啊，也看出啊，他们是主着什么来起誓啊，来判断说我要不要遵守。
And so sometimes they will decide whether or not they want to keep an oath by what they swore by.
比如说，他们如果主着圣殿来讲啊。
For instance, if they made a swore by the temple.
主着圣殿的石头啊，他可以不要守。
If it was just swearing by the stones in the temple, they don't have to keep it.
主着圣殿的祭坛啊，他就要守。
But if he swore by the altar in the temple, he has to keep his
oath. 如果主着圣殿里面的金器啊来起誓，他要守。
If he makes an oath by the various golden instruments in the temple, he must keep this oath.
所以他们那个起誓啊，已经很混乱了，已经变质掉了。
And so this practice of oath making has become corrupted.
啊，丧失了那种诚实的美德。
And it loses its sincerity.
所以耶稣跟他们讲说啊，你们什么事都不要起。
So Jesus tells them, don't make oaths.
你们的话对就对，不对就不对。
Let your yes be yes and your no be no.
你要是多说了，那就是出于恶者，是从撒旦来的。
If you say anything else, if you say more, then it's coming from the evil one.
所以主耶稣教导他们不可以起誓啊，最主要的重点就是说，你做人要诚实。
So the purpose of Jesus saying that you should not make oaths is that we should all be sincere.
我们在神的面前要用心灵跟诚实来拜神。
We need to worship our God in spirit and in truth.
啊，不要虚假啦，啊，不要欺骗。
We should not be deceitful or have any false words.
啊，所以这是主耶稣所讲不可起誓的强调的重点。
And so this is the main reason why Jesus discourages oath making.
啊，当然有时候我们在生活当中啊，有时候也会碰到我们要起誓的一些机会。
Sometimes as we live life, there may be opportunities where we might be inclined to swear by something.
啊，比如说你到法院里面去作证。
For instance, if you have to testify in court.
啊，在美国是很自由的一个很尊重人权的地方。
United States is, places a great emphasis on personal individual
rights. 啊，因为我有一次去作证。
I once went to court.
啊，那个法官就问你。
And the judge would ask me,
你是不是可以宣誓、起誓、宣誓了？
Are you permitted to swear?
啊，你如果说因为你宗教上的理由你不能够宣誓，啊，你主要说实话也可以。
If for religious reasons you cannot swear in, it's okay as long as you say the truth.
我说可以的，我可以宣誓。
And I said it's okay, I can be sworn in.
哦，因为这个起誓主要的就是说啊，要我们要实在，我们所讲的话都是实在的，这样的意思。
Because the main purpose of making an oath is to say that I am sincere, and what I'm saying is true.
并不是说绝对的不能够起誓了。
So it's not to say that we absolutely cannot make oaths
or swear. 所以有时候你在一些啊，当然一些工作的时候，你要啊写下说我要诚实的来做事情啦，或怎么样啊？有一些你要宣誓的一些诗啊，或者是在法院里面要宣誓啊，说实话的，这个是可以的。
For instance, sometimes in the course of your employment, you might have to swear a couple of things or an oath or two and sign some papers, and that is okay.
啊，神也曾经起誓嘛，哈。
God has made oaths before.
啊，亚伯拉罕把他的儿子以撒献上的时候。
When Abraham was going to sacrifice his son Isaac.
啊，没有比神更大了。
There is no one greater than God.
所以神说，我主着我自己起誓。
So God said, I swear by myself.
我论福气，我要赐大福给你。
I will give you great blessings.
啊，论祖孙，我要让你的祖孙多起来。
And I will multiply your descendants.
哦，神也会起誓啊。
So God makes oaths too.
啊，主耶稣在那个比拉多审判的时候啊。
When Jesus was being tried in front of Pilate,
在大祭司啊审判的时候
or, when he was being tried in front of the high priest,
大祭司叫他说你起誓
the high priest told him to make an oath.
啊，你告诉我们你是不是神的儿子？
Do you swear that you are the son of God?
耶稣说我是。
And Jesus said, I am.
哦，啊，所以不是说绝对的不能够起誓，而是说我们讲的话要实实在在，不能够虚妄。
So it's not that we absolutely cannot make any oaths, but we just need to be sincere in everything we said.
我们再来看38节。
Let's continue reading.
我们还有三分钟。
Verse 38, we have three more minutes.
38节。
Verse
38. 哦，你们听见有话说，以眼还眼，以牙还牙。就是我告诉你们，不要与恶人作对。有人打你的右脸，连左脸你转过来给他打。有人要告你，你。想要告你拿你的礼衣啊，连外衣也给他拿去。好，这里讲到说以眼还眼，以牙还牙。
Here refers to the term eye for eye and tooth for tooth.
啊，这句话是我们平时啊很熟悉的一句话。
We're actually all very familiar with this phrase.
啊，很多人都觉得说，好，你怎么对我，我就怎么对付你。
And so many people have the concept that how you treat me will be how I treat you.
因为以眼还眼嘛，以牙还牙嘛。
Because eye for eye, tooth for tooth.
那其实这个以眼还眼，以牙还牙，这在律法里面呢、啊，给审判官呢、啊、审判的一个标准。
But eye for eye, tooth for tooth is a rubric used in the courts to determine the punishment.
那这个不是要给私人报复的。
This is not for people to use to revenge themselves.
啊，审判官啊，就是判断说你打伤人家的眼睛啊，所以对方可以把你的眼睛拔掉。
Eye for eye, tooth for tooth is for the judge to make a ruling saying you hurt this person's eye, so they have a right to hurt your eye.
啊，这个目的就是要惩罚恶人。
And the purpose of this saying is to pass judgment on the evil.
所以你伤害别人呐、啊，啊，所以法官就判定你要受伤害。
And because you have hurt someone else, the judge will determine that you need to be punished.
另外一个目的啊，就是防止过分的报复。
And this is also to prevent punishments that are too severe.
因为它有一个审判的一个标准。
And this has become a standard for judgment.
所以不是让我们去报复别人的来用的。
So this phrase is not an excuse for us to avenge ourselves.
所以耶稣说不要跟恶人作对。
So Jesus says, don't resist an evil person.
不要以恶报恶啊，要以善胜恶。
And don't repay evil for evil, but rather repay evil with good.
这是主耶稣给我们的一种教训。
And this is a teaching Jesus gives to us.
我们是基督徒啊，所以要爱仇敌，人家对我们不好，我们用善来对待他们。
As Christians, we need to love our enemies and do good to those who do harm us.
我们在台湾的山地啊，有一个很老实的一个教会负责人。
In the mountainous regions of Taiwan, there is a very loyal church council member.
后来有一次啊，他被人家陷害。
And once he was harmed by somebody.
那个弟兄叫做赖阿栋。
And this brother's name was Lai Adong.
人很老实啊，很实在。
He's a very honest and loyal
person. 因为我们教会很兴旺。
And because the church was doing well.
那个长老会的人啊，他有嫉妒。
And the Presbyterian church people were jealous.
啊，因为我们知道那个时候，台湾对那个如果说啊，共产党的间谍啊，气得要死啊，就会抓起来关啊，甚至处死。
And they knew that there were some government laws that if they violated, they could be imprisoned.
有人就写了很多坏话啊，写了说啊，就是那个赖阿栋。
And so someone wrote all these falsehoods saying that Lai Ah Dong did them.
然后来他就被抓去了，警察来山上把他抓去。
And this brother was arrested by the police.
用锁口把他铐起来。
And he was handcuffed.
啊，这个人很老实啊，走几步啊，结果那个锁铐的那个钥匙自己就松开来了。
And so he was very submissive, and as he was walking, the handcuff just fell off.
啊，警察先生啊，这个松开了呢。
And he said to the police officer,
啊，又把他锁起来。
Officer, the handcuffs fell off.
走几步，啊，又松开了。
And the policeman would lock them again,
啊，
and it would keep falling off.
又松开来了。
And the handcuffs just continually fell off.
啊，后来被抓去关。
And later on, he was imprisoned.
啊，大家都觉得这个人这么老实啊，这怎么可能做坏事？
And they all felt that he was so loyal. How could he possibly have done anything wrong?
后来一直查。
And so they continued to investigate.
啊，原来是一个长老会的人要陷害他。
And they discovered that a Presbyterian church member wanted to frame him.
查到了以后就把他放出来啊，那个人就抓起关了。
And after they found this out, they released this brother and locked the other guy up.
我们不要跟恶人作对哈。
So don't resist an evil person.